Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. You know, we usually have a pretty good bald eagle viewing event going on in our area. There's not one this year. We're going to talk about that briefly, where you can go and see them. But we're going to spend the majority of our time discussing a fly tying class that they are going to offer. And fear not, there is a limited amount of people that can be part of it, but they are also going to film it and put it online so you can go on there and watch it. This is a lot of interesting information you're going to get. You know, if you can't get out on the rivers right now, why not sit at home and tie some flies? Or if you've always wanted to learn about it, this is your chance right here. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So let's briefly discuss the bald eagle situation. Now, usually what they do is they have one here locally, but you're hearing from your biologist that there's not really a good place to go and look. So we're going to have one, I think you said the closest one's going to be up in Duchesne, is that correct?
Yeah, we've got one up in the northeastern region over at the National Wildlife Refuge area. But we also have one over in the central region at the Fountain Green Fish Hatchery. So if you're up in those areas during the first and second week of February, feel free to call the central and the northeastern region office and you can get some information about how to go and some migrating bald eagles at this time of year.
And you were also telling me before we came on the air that if it were all about golden eagles, we're in kind of a hot spot, aren't we?
We are. Emory and Carbon County, they have one of the highest concentrations of golden eagles in the state. And that's something that I recently learned. And it's pretty exciting to see them out and about along the Book Cliffs and the San Rafael Swell. But yeah, this is a bald eagle event at this time of year. They're passing through, and if you're interested in going to see those bald eagles, maybe tiptoeing out of our region is the best thing. But golden eagles are also out and about at this time of year. So if you're into birds and you like raptors, grab some binoculars and look around the cliff.
Head on out for that one. Now, let's talk about this event that you've got coming up in February that's going to be basically a fly tying class. Is this going to be for people that have done it before, or is this for our rookies that have never even thought about doing it?
This is rookies. This is beginners 101. If anyone has ever had any interest in learning how to tie flies but has never dared to do it, this is a clinic for you.
And right now is really one of the best times to do it because you can't get out and fish your rivers and your streams. So, you know, let's learn about how to tie some flies and have them ready for the spring.
That's right. And we're pretty excited because we've partnered up with one of our local fishing experts. He has fished all the water bodies. He knows the water conditions for everything around the energy loop and beyond. And this is the perfect time of year to really get into this hobby. While we're thinking about fishing, let's start preparing to get ready to go fishing.
And quite honestly, it is a great hobby to take up. It's you know, to those that do it all the time, it's a relaxing hobby. It's a craft. It really is. It's one of those things that takes some time to get just right. And sounds like you've got the perfect gentleman in place to show what works and what colors are good in our area and those kinds of things.
That's right. We're really excited about this. And as you mentioned, we're actually going to be recording this. So we have availability for 10 people to register for this event online at eventbrite.com. And we're going to hold this event on February 4th. That's a Friday. And for those 10 lucky people who will register, we'll have the equipment, the materials provided by the Division of Wildlife. So all you got to do is come with your curiosity and be ready to learn. Just because we're going to be walking people through how to tie flies, we decided to limit this event, but we wanted to make this accessible for everyone who can't register. So we're going to record this, and then we're going to upload it on our YouTube channel pretty shortly after February 4th. So if you can't register, don't worry. By the next week, we should have this online, and you can learn how to tie flies from the comfort of your own home.
And you're making it sound as though there's no fee for this.
There's no fee. Yep, everything is provided. So there's just a limited number of participants who can attend on February 4th. But again, if you miss that, no worries. You can simply watch online and follow us along at the comfort of your own leisure. So
this will be a great event. And if you've even thought about, you know, this would be kind of fun to learn how to do, here's the perfect opportunity to do that. So once again, you're asking people to sign up on Eventbrite, correct? And how do they do that?
Correct. Yep. Eventbrite, Brite.com. If you pull up that webpage, that's where the division advertises all of our events across the state. And just type in fly tying, Utah DWR, or something to that effect, and it should open up our page for registration.
So make your plans now. Once again, this is on February 4th. Go to Eventbrite, Brite.com. With limited entry into this, there's only 10 people that'll get to do this. But fear not, as Aaron had said, it'll be online shortly after. This is going to be a great class. Like I said, great information that people will be able to get from this one. So sign up and get ready for this. Should be a lot of fun, Aaron. I think you guys are heading down the right path with this one. This would be a good time.
Thanks. I'm excited for it.
And you know, do you do fly tying at all?
I do, but I'm new to it. I just started about a year and a half ago.
So this will be a learning experience for you as well.
Yeah, that's right. I'm hoping to pick up some tips.
All right. We're speaking with Aaron Bott once again from the Division of Wildlife Resources. Aaron, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And be careful out there and have fun.
Thank you very much.
All right. Once again, if you have any questions about this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.